Now, we will move along to something that I suspect isn't going to go away, you know. And last summer, the National Transport Authority announced plans for a €2 billion euro overhaul of Dublin City's bus network. Now, if you're in Cork or Limerick, don't be given out and saying, there they go, are talking about Dublin again, because this could come to a city near you sometime soon. And they're, as I say, they're controversial proposals, and that's probably an understatement. The project is called Bus Connect, and some of the measures in it will involve what has many Dublin citizens up in arms, as you can see if you look at the trees around the town. I'm joined now by Dr. Cara Augustenberg, Environmental Research Fellow UCD, as I said, member of President Higgins' Council of State. You're a well-known card-carrying environmentalist. People are in absolute shock that you would cut down 100-year-old trees to make way for something that's going to spew out more carbon.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is one of these situations of trade-offs, but to give credit to the campaigners who've gone around and tied ribbons around trees, it's been a huge opportunity to talk about the trade-off between needing mass transit, which we absolutely do need. Dublin is the slowest city centre in Europe now, one of the most congested cities in Europe. We have rising transport emissions that we need to address. So public transport is an issue, but at the same time, people love these trees. It's great that they love them. They provide many ecosystem services with respect to pollination and habitat that we need to consider. But I think we need to put it in perspective, because we're talking about less than 1,500 trees, which is about 2.5% of the trees in Dublin that are at risk of being cut down. So, you know, we need to talk about it. We need to consider it. But we also need to put it in perspective.
I remember some time ago, Fado, there was a suggestion made by some engineers. Sorry, engineers, I don't like to make sweeping statements, but somebody in the corpo, as it was then, wanted to fill in the canal, put a sewer under it, and put a wider highway along. That would have been loads
of trees. I remember a time in Dublin City where we didn't have that many trees outside the older areas of the city. And we were talking earlier on, I remember Kildare Road in particular, which was bare of trees. At one stage, Dublin Corporation began to plant saplings there. They lasted about a year and they were grossly vandalised, and nothing happened for about another 10 years until there was a development of some kind of community reaction to this, and the Corfo replanted trees along Kildare Road, and it's a pleasure to drive along it now in the summertime or even in the winter.
Awesome, yeah.
And we need it. Now, happily, that's a wide road and it's not one of the ones that is most congested. I'm in favour of reducing the number of vehicles by having congestion charges and saving the trees. Now, it's not going to work everywhere. But one of the things I often do when I come to Dublin is I get a bus from Houston Station to Nassau Street. And regularly during that trip, you can spend a quarter of an hour in Dalier Street, static. And the only thing you can see around you is buses. You know, so even reserving streets for buses doesn't reduce the congestion.
Right.
We need different ways of getting rid of the congestion.
I mean, the reality is that we have 2.7 million vehicles on the road, and 2.1 million of those are cars, and private vehicles are contributing to 50% of our greenhouse gas emissions from transport. So it's still a private vehicle-dominated system.
Yeah. So we need more buses.
Yeah, and our buses are competing with those cars, so they're taking twice as long to get anywhere.
So get the cars out and
get
leave the
cars,
for buses.
Absolutely. And in some cases, and the Bus Connects plan has done a really good job of doing community consultations, and in places like Inishcore, the community has said, look, we'll have one less car lane, we'll create a one-way system instead so that we can keep the trees but still have a designated rapid bus lane.
That sounds like sensible, doesn't it?
Yeah. Alan Barrett? Yeah, and I'm a member of the Climate Change Advisory Council.
I'm aware
in my capacity as director of the ESRI, and I have to say, all the meetings, of course, are fascinating, but probably the most enjoyable meeting was the day the National Transport Authority came along to give us a presentation on Bus Connect. This is probably about a couple of years ago, and I have to say, I was extremely impressed because you know the way Dublin has had its bus system and there's been bits of tweaking here and there over the years, but this was just a complete reimagination of the bus system. And I guess the sort of the central feature that I just thought was so simple but really neat was the idea that rather than having a focus on every part of Dublin having a direct route into the city centre, the idea was that you'd have a few routes into the city centre and then really sort of rapid and connections. And before the tree thing sort of kicked off, I think a lot of the initial objections to bus connects, the trees and front gardens, of course, people seem to be very attached to their bus route and that notion that they should be getting into town directly. And that, of course, is very understandable. But the way it was sort of described to me, that most people living in London, if you get on the tube, you expect to have to change somewhere. But nobody complains about this because your change is rapid. And likewise, I mean, if I know I have to go into town and I get on one bus and I do have to make a connection, as long as it's all sort of relatively seamless and quick and everything like that, I thought this
and
was
a good... And it's not lashing rain.
Absolutely. Yeah. Good, you know, good. But anyway, I thought it could really work. There was a really imaginative way. It's absolutely critical. I mean, everybody knows that Dublin is just completely clogged, so there's a congestion problem. The emissions around this are absolutely horrendous. So on the assumption that we're moving to buses that are either electric or at least well down the
way. But didn't we just order a fleet of buses? When I say we, I'm talking about Ireland Inc. Diesel.
Yes. Yeah, so this is what really bothers me is just before the ban against fully diesel buses, the National Transport Authority ordered 200 diesel buses before the ban. And even now, they're calling their new buses that they have three of them now called sustainable energy buses, but they're diesel hybrids, so they're still using diesel. They're about 30% more efficient than a normal diesel bus. You know, we've
probably
moved
got
beyond
them at a good rate.
Yeah. Yeah. This was great 10 years
ago. Let's not get too negative, okay? Just quickly, you are right.
You are supporting it.
Oh, I think it's a really good idea, but can I make one last point on this? Carbon taxes are going to be in the mix, okay? And the suggestion that, you know, that we should really put on these sort of taxes to sort of incentivize people. Continually, the argument against carbon taxes is, well, it's not fair to sort of lob a tax on me when you are not giving me, you know, something to substitute away as sort of a more environmentally friendly alternative. So I see bus connects as part of an overall sort of, you know, package of measures. Carbon taxes, Alan mentioned congestion charges as well. Those charges are much more acceptable when people say, yes, I am willing to get out of my car because there's something good to happen as well. So I would have to say, yes, a big enthusiast to bus connects.
It comes to something less than a two-hour journey from where I live in Kildare to a place I have to go to very frequently in Dublin. I have about a five-minute drive from home to the railway station. I have a 45-minute trip on the train. I get a bus from Houston Station to Nassau Street, and if I'm late or don't feel like walking, I get another bus from Nassau Street to where I'm going. And I don't think that's very extraordinary. And it's the point that Alan is making. I don't expect to have something that brings me from the station in Kildare directly to where I want to go.
I think there are two things there, though. Do people trust when they say this will be a rapid exchange thing that Ireland will do it that way? Or if that's how other countries do it and it won't actually work in that in practice? And I will CC the Lewis Cross City project, which has completely clogged the College Green area. The second thing is the people who object to bus connects and want to preserve the trees and their front and back gardens, do those people use buses regularly is the other thing. And I don't know how you compartmentalise, how you listen to all opinions and take them all into account, but that is a big factor. I drive by a street near where I live in South Dublin, and a lot of people have the communities against corridors signs on their houses, and they don't look like people who get the bus to work.
Well, you don't know that.
Please, sorry. I've been listening to this for some time. I'm glad that you drive past things in the middle of the day.
To drive to Wicklow, there's no bus from Dublin to Wicklow.
But I've been listening to this here, and I do feel that a lot of people in Dublin are just basically a nuisance who get in the way of experts doing what they're going to do. Like trees, I have no particular passion for trees, but I like trees. I think they're furniture.
Beautiful. Dare I use
they
the word?
Add to my enjoyment of life. Now, they've been dismissed here as if they're sort of something getting in the way of cyclists getting from A to B in their Lycra. You know, I really find that.
Is it the Lycra or the.
Who's wearing
I
the
leave
Lycra?
That. I'm not going to be pejorative about it, but they're telling me they're going to cut down trees to make way for cyclists who are cycling because for environmental reasons.
Well,
if you were going to write a surreal comedy, it would be a good start. It really would.
Can I say certainly from my election experience, trees are right up there, and cars, and obviously buses.
You put posters up there, by the way.
But yeah, people are hugely attached to their environment. I think there's a growing respect for it and appreciation of it. But I think a huge amount of communication at the outset of a lot of these projects comes into play as well. I mean, Alan said really interestingly, people get on the tube. We go to London for our work, and they know they have to make connections. Some of the plans and maps that came out at the beginning of the Bus Connects projects, you could not make head nor tail of them. Yeah. Trying to convince people that this was going to be a seamless transport journey for them, they didn't believe it. So I think we have a way to go on this.
To come back to it, I know people shiver about the kind of money that would be involved. There was another proposal for 6 spurs of a metro to be in Dublin, with Dublin Metro, Metro Dublin.
Yeah.
And it was just dismissed out of hand.
Yeah.
Not a conversation about it, no argy-bargy about it, just go away. We have decided what we're going to do. If we were underground with 6 spurs, and they maintain it's not going to cost the taxpayer because the way they've structured the finances.
Yeah, and same with the Dart Underground, which the cost-benefit ratio was incredible. It was almost a no-brainer to go ahead with that, and it's been tabled. But I think buses are the workhorse of our transport system. It's still majority of people use the buses. They're very flexible. The infrastructure's already there. So it makes sense to tackle the bus system. And in fairness to Bus Connects, their consultant, Jared Walker, he designed the Portland system, and he really championed this. He came out very publicly. He's the only consultant I've ever seen who came out publicly as a spokesperson for this, trying to get feedback, and they got over 30,000 submissions, which they are now painstakingly considering in their revision before they bring this to Onboard Pranala in late 2020. Yeah. So I think the consultation process has been very good. The public have been very involved. They've gone community by community to get input, and they will bring that in. And they've been honest that there were some things they missed, but, you know, 90% of this is pretty darn good, and most people, including cyclists, have welcomed it.
Is the orbital dimension part of Bus Connect? I mean, some years ago, the fashion was to say, not everybody has to go to the city centre. So if you want to get from Tallaght to Kilbarrick, you shouldn't have to go into the city centre and out again to Kilbarrick. You should be able to get an orbital route. You know,
the plan is 7 what they call spines, and then 16 corridors shooting off those spines, and then routes that go from north to west, south to west, so you don't have to go to the city
centre. There's very few bus routes of that kind in Dublin.
Absolutely, and this could really transform the Dublin economy, and that we don't all feel we have to go into city centre to meet or to have our companies based there because there are other options. So it could revolutionise things. But it's going to take a long time, and I think I would like to see quicker things done in the meantime rather than waiting 10 more years, particularly when it comes to greenhouse gas emissions. We don't have time to wait 10 more years.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to mention the cost thing, because I think as the economist, I get a sort of a bad name that if you're the economist, I'm looking at Alan Jukes here as a cost, and you get a... But the simple truth is... You know, in terms of cost, the bus route, no pun intended, towards all this is so vastly, vastly cheaper than building undergrounds. It's also vastly more flexible in the future. So if you have population growth wherever, you know what I mean, you can do an awful lot. And of course, you know, all that money saved, all the billions and billions that would be saved going the bus route, rather, there's a whole range of other things you could do.
But if this one can be self-funded by investors, why wouldn't you look at it even?
I spent 2 years of my life in the Department of Finance, and there used to be a line there where they sort of said, if they had a pound for every time somebody rocked up to say, oh, this will be self-funding, you can't afford not to invest in this project. Typically, life isn't that simple.
Right.
If it sounds too good to be true, it isn't. But I remember
diesel bus.
No, but there was one case where we actually turned down what was not a false self-funding proposal. When the Lewis was being built, there was an offer. One company came along to bid for that, and they were prepared to bid for it on a build, own and operate basis. And it was decided that in the public interest, we wouldn't trust any company to build, own and operate a solution. That is something that could have been done without the public purse having to cough up for it. And we just didn't have the guts to go with it.
Right.
And yet it's a model we applied when we built the motorways throughout Ireland, public-private partnerships with tolls, funding them, which
yeah, it wasn't yeah. quite built on.
So nobody's really taken up your point, Sam, so I'm sorry for your troubles, like that there are citizens here who get pleasure from these things.
Well, look, we have an obesity crisis in Ireland. We have a mental health crisis. We know that actually cycling and active transport can contribute to that, so I don't think we should be dismissing the men in Lycra. We need a lot more people on their bikes.
Oh, well, or
Bus
the
Connects
trees.
Includes that.
Please,
the trees took 100 years to grow.
Yeah, but I mean, we don't have to compete. It's not cyclists versus trees here. It's
1 hour to get rid of it.
It's cars versus trees is what we're really talking about. I think we're giving cyclists a really unfair time with that comment.
Okay. What is the deadline on it, do you know? 2025, I think.
What, no idea, Cara, do you know?
They plan to bring the proposal to On Board Planala at the end of 2020, and I think this is really a 10-year plan that we're talking about. So this is going to take a long time. And in the meantime, we should be doing things like allowing electric scooters on the road so that people can get to bus stops faster and are more likely to take the bus, and looking at kind of that micro transit system, or dial-a-ride as they call it in America. So there's a lot of things we could be doing now.
Right. Okay. Thank you very, very much indeed for coming in to us. Food for thought. That was Dr. Cara Augustenberg.
Thank you.
And we'll take a break.